time for us to talk some Maine hockey. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. On the phone, the head coach of the Maine Black Bears and busy dad, obviously, Ben Barr. Hello, coach.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm good. All right, it's not. Is it in crisis there? Do we need your free up?
We're okay. I just got home and I put the little guy down. He doesn't like it, but mom's here to the rescue, so we're all good.
I hate that when my wife does it to me too.
I hear you.
Well, yeah. Good to have you on with us as we get ready for a Saturday game down in Portland. But first, let's go back to the Boston College Series. A tough one in the opener, but what a great second night and effort by your Black Bears to get the tie and then win the shootout.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of started the same as we have for most weekends on Friday night. We just, you know, we go and we dip our toe in the water. Before you know it, it's 2-3 and, you know, again, it kind of seems to be a theme with our team, and we're trying everything we possible to figure out how to get our guys ready to go to start the first games of the weekend. And it's, I don't know if it's just ingrained in our culture right now, but we have to fix that. I give our guys credit for the second night, though. We had quite a few guys that regulars that weren't in the lineup, we had 2D playing forward, and, you know, it felt like the first time that we actually took a step forward as necessarily a team, just as a culture where guys kind of all rallied around each other and found a way to tie a really good team and then, you know, win in a shootout. So it was, standing on the bench, it was fun that second night to see guys pulling for each other, see guys playing in positions they've never played in, or haven't played in a really long time, and finding a way to get the job done. So, you know, it was a good lesson for us to just, like, when our attitude and our effort and our compete level is there, we can play with anybody, you know, and it doesn't matter who is in our lineup, who's out of our lineup. It doesn't matter. So that, you know, hopefully we can build on that going forward here.
Coach, I know that you care a lot about accountability. Do you think also by having guys in the lineup that aren't normally there, that the guys that aren't in the lineup for whatever reason may begin to understand the importance of being accountable?
I think that's a huge part of it. And, you know, the world goes on without, you know, everybody is replaceable, including myself, you know, and that's, you know, we're here in this moment of time and we're super fortunate to be able to, you know, put the Black Bear jersey on and be part of this thing, but it's not a right for any of us. And, you know, I've told our guys from day one that, you know, we're going to play the guys that are going to work the hardest every day. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter if, you know, so-and-so might be, you know, think he's more skilled or better or has a, you know, as a junior or senior, it doesn't matter. We're going to play the guys that are going to help our culture this year. And, you know, on Friday night in that second game, you know, we did that. And a lot of it was just circumstance because, you know, guys injured, sick, suspended, that kind of stuff. But it was great to see the guys rally around each other. And that was really we've played some good games, but it was really the first time that you could feel it on the bench, that the guys were really, you know, they were buying into what we were trying to do and they were pulling each other up. And so that was fun to see. So
as you work on getting your schemes and your plans and the way you want to do things, do you find it's easier with the younger players who haven't been around sometimes than it is with maybe the veterans that are used to doing something a certain way?
I don't know if you know, schemes and that kind of stuff. Good hockey players pick things up pretty quickly, but there are certain things, and it's not even on the ice, there's certain things that when you've been somewhere for 3 or 4 years and you've been doing certain things one way, it becomes harder to change. You know, it becomes harder to change certain habits. So I think there's definitely something to be said about, you know, you have more of a, you know, fresh set of eyes with the younger guys, but, you know, we need our older guys to lead this team. We can't rely on, you know, our young guys to pull us out of, you know, where we are to build this foundation going forward. So, you know, sometimes that takes tough love, and we've had that with some of our guys. Some guys that have, you know, been huge parts of this program the last 3 or 4 years have been out of the lineup at times. And it's not because we don't like them. It's not because we don't appreciate them. It's just we have to set our standards this year, and we're still doing that. We're still trying to do that. And you know, but we need those guys to, you know, we need those guys to help us, you know, build this thing in this, you know, I guess we have about 2/3 of the season left here. So plenty of time to, you know, to keep getting better.
We're talking with Maine hockey coach Ben Barr here on Downtown. Do you need those games like Saturday night where you get a point or when you get a victory? Do you need that to help with the buy-in? Does it make it easier to get a buy-in when guys experience success and say, oh, well, there is a reason we're doing it this way?
I think that game was important for us just because it just goes, it just showed us that, like, you know, I mean, Jacob Smith-Sestrup was out, Grant Hebert was out, our captain Jack Quinlivan didn't make the trip, Emma Westerlund didn't make the trip. You know, we had guys that were, you know, AJ Drobot's been out for a long time, so we had some of our guys that are regulars that didn't play in that game, and some of our top producers that didn't play in that game. And, you know, we found a way to do it, and it was really just based on our work ethic. You know, we had some guys make some plays, you know, Lyndon Breen and Donovan Hoole, you know, stepped up and scored some big goals for us. But our 2D, Kabori Dunn and Tim Gould, that played forward, did a great job. That was Tim Gould's first game. But he was just happy to be out there. He was out there working hard, and it worked. You know, it was from the drop of the puck. It had a different feel than every other game that we've played this year. So, and again, that was just, it was a culture. It was a step for our culture. We're still nowhere near where we need to be. We still have a lot to work on, but it was a good step just to show, like, yes, to your point, we can, it doesn't matter, you know, what we've done in the past or what so-and-so says about us or who we think we are as a player. We're living in today, and we're making decisions based on today, and we're trying to get better every day, and the guys that are going to help us do that are going to play. That's the bottom line.
Going to have a larger compliment for the game in Lowell on Saturday?
We're still waiting to see. You know, we've got some guys banged up, and, you know, we're starting to go through, you know, flu season here, and, you know, obviously there's still the COVID stuff that lurks around. So, you know, teams are still dealing with a little bit of that. It's different this year just than it was last year, but it's still there. So, honestly, it's kind of a day-by-day thing right now with who's available and who's not. And that's, you know, but you know what? The other side of that is it's fun because you don't have any, you just come in, this is what we got, let's go practice, and it'll be the same on Saturday night for the game. So, you know.
Well, we wish you luck on Saturday, Coach. Appreciate you making time for us, as always, and hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving as well.
Same to you guys. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll catch you next week. Coach Ben Barr with us on Downtown. Our Black Bear Reports presented by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, and online at BennettAutoCenter.com.